Today marks the move of copyrighted works from 1928 into the public domain. Among those is an early Walt Disney movie that features the first appearance of Mickey Mouse. NPR's Neda Ulubi fills us in on the status of a beloved cultural icon.
Mickey Mouse, in the 1928 short Steamboat Willie, is not much like Mickey today. He's rough, more of a rascal, says a former Disney Imagineer.
Very flat, very black and white.
Ryan Harmon says this early iteration of Mickey Mouse is honestly kind of gnarly. He spends the movie forcing barnyard animals into being unwilling musical instruments. This Mickey Mouse is also rooted in blackface minstrel humor that was widespread a century ago. But Mickey has changed with the times.
You know, he's evolved so much and become more 3D and colorful.
And cuddly and corporate. Now, let's be clear. Mickey Mouse, as a character, is not going into the public domain, says communications professor Kembru McLeod.
What is going into the public domain is this particular appearance in this particular film.
That means people can creatively reuse only the Mickey from Steamboat Willie, not the Mickey Mouse in the movie Fantasia from 1940.
Mr. Stokowski! Mr. Stokowski!
Or the one in kids' shows on Disney Plus today.
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse!
All those newer Mickey Mouse's mice remain under copyright. You can copyright characters, movies, books, but guess what? Mickey Mouse is also a trademark. Trademarks protect brands, logos, names.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
That's me!
And of course, trademark law has no end.
Law professor Ruth Okedigi says Disney and other corporations use trademarks to extend control over intellectual property. Now, people should still be able to do things like use clips of Steamboat Willie in art projects, or maybe sell t-shirts with a frame from the movie.
But if those things infringe upon the trademark, or if they threaten to dilute the trademark because of the way it's used,
then Disney can use the law to assert its ownership. This could keep people from making, oh, for example, a slasher movie with Mickey Mouse, which someone actually did when Winnie the Pooh went into the public domain last year.
You also just can't call your restaurant Mickey Mouse on January 1st. You know, you can't say, I'm the Mickey Mouse restaurant. That would be a clear trademark violation.
Yeah, Disney is just famous for being litigious.
Communications professor Kembru McLeod.
The Disney Corporation famously sent a cease and desist letter to a Florida daycare that had painted some of its characters on its walls.
But over the past few decades, Disney's turned from filing lots of copyright and trademark-related lawsuits to focusing on online piracy. McLeod doubts Disney will bother to spend legal capital on an old cartoon from 1928. The company even put Steamboat Willie on YouTube for free.
There are so many ironies.
The ironies around Steamboat Willie, McLeod says, are that that movie is based on another copyrighted film from the era, a hit called Steamboat Bill. And this song you can hear was in the public domain. We need to borrow and put our own spin on what's happening in the cultural conversation, he says. That's how art and technology progress. Public domain makes that possible. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.